3. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. We just have about 15 minutes left in this Wednesday edition. If you miss any of it from earlier, you can go online, newsradiokman.com, click the On Demand tab, and you can catch up on what you missed. You can catch up for quite a while, actually, for as long as we've archived In Focuses. You can go back and listen to them. I am now here with Honor Flight co-presidents Mike and Connie Van Kampen, and I'm also here with Tom Fryer, who also gave us an eclipse update earlier in the week, which we really appreciated. And it's also your anniversary with Connie and Mike, right? I think I heard that earlier this morning.
It is. It is. 47 years ago, we met here at Kansas State, and she's been putting up with me ever since.
Is that the secret? Tolerance? Is that?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we are here to talk about Honor Flight, and this is the Kansas Honor Flight, and it's a great program that works with folks all over the state. You work with students as well. Mike, just kind of give us a little overview on what you guys are about.
Well, Kansas Honor Flight has a very simple mission. Since 2012, our mission has been to take our World War II, Korean War veterans, and Vietnam War veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit their memorials that commemorate their service to our country at no cost to the veteran. And this trip is provided without any federal, state, or local funding. It is all funded by a grateful public for what these men and women did for our country.
And Connie, when did this start, Kansas Honor Flight?
Kansas Honor Flight began in 2012, and we were able to take our first flight in October of that year. Since then, we have just completed our 50th Honor Flight as of end of June, and we're very proud of the number of veterans we've taken, which has been over 1,500.
Wow.
Since 2012.
And how is this something that's kind of a Kansas original in some ways, or is this something that other states have done and we've kind of...
Mm-hmm. In 2005, there was a fella that was a physician's assistant in Ohio at a VA hospital, and they had just completed the World War II memorial. His name is Earl Morris, and he had a patient who was a World War II veteran, and he said, Joe, the patient... I assume you're going to go to Washington to see your World War II memorial. And Joe started crying. He said, I can't afford to go. There's no way I can get there. So Earl said, if you get to feeling better, we'll get in my Cessna 182 and I'll take you to the World War II memorial. That was over 200,000 veterans later. They formed the Honor Flight Network. There are 134 what they call hubs in the United States. And Kansas was one of those hubs. And they take veterans, giving priority to the World War II veterans and then the Korean War veterans and then the Vietnam War veterans. And we've been very fortunate. We're totally volunteer. There are no paid staff, no offices, no cars, no computers. And we've got a fantastic group of individuals to make this happen. And so we are well on our way of taking our Vietnam War veterans. However, we still give priority to the World War II and Korean War veterans as they contact us to make the trip. So we're very pleased with the support that Kansas has given to us and all the volunteers that make this happen.
And you're also here with Tom Fryer. And, Tom, you're coming in wearing an awesome Kansas Honor Flight shirt, coming on with a book your son made that looked over Kansas Honor Flight number 49 that you went on and has all sorts of great pictures and information in it. And talk about the experience from your perspective.
Oh, it's just an awesome, and Kansas does it right. Some states don't even spend the night there, whereas the way Mike and Connie have it set up, we're there 3 days and two nights. And so, and the biggie is day two. We're right after breakfast, go down to the mall and actually visit the World War II, the Korea, and the Vietnam. And, of course, in my case, it was the Vietnam. And as Dave Lewis next door knows, I am a Vietnam vet. I had 18 of my classmates from the Air Force Academy whose names are on there, and we were able to locate all 18 names. There's pictures in there of all that as well. So one other pitch I want to make before we run out of time, for any of the listeners that know a World War II, a career in Vietnam, they need to go on to the website, kansashonorflight.org, because there's an application there, and that application has to be sent in to Mike and Connie.
And also, I think you were going to go to Fort Riley.
Yes, and then that was the other thing, that this afternoon, Fort Riley's had a three-day welcome home, or three-year, I'm sorry, welcome home, and this is the third and final year. It's out at Marshall Field, but if there's, any Vietnam vets that are listening, you need to be there at 2:30 at the one of the hangars there. They'll direct you to that, and then the ceremony starts at 3:00, and I've done it before, and it's just an awesome, awesome welcome home.
Tom, I have a question for you. Is the Honor Flight program rather unique to the state of Kansas as opposed to other states?
Yeah, I'll let Mike answer that.
No, as I mentioned, there's 134 hubs across the United States. In some states like Florida, who have a large population, a large retired population, they've got 7 or 8 hubs. In Kansas Honor Flight covers the entire state, but also right here locally in Waumego, there is a student edition Honor Flight, and the students raise money through the year through car washes and bake sales and traditional student activities. And then in the spring, they make one trip, and they usually take veterans from just this kind of community, you know, Riley County area. And the students act as what we call guardians, or the helpers for those veterans that need it. And it's a great program. The students get to interact with the veterans. We have guardians travel with any of our veterans who need assistance. The World War II veterans, we require a guardian. But we're finding with our Vietnam veterans that many of them are quite mobile, and we don't need a helper. And so we can fill that chair on the tour bus that we use in Washington with another Vietnam veteran. We have about 565 Vietnam veterans patiently waiting. Mm-hmm. And so we work very hard at two things: fundraising, of course, to make this happen. It costs us about $700 per veteran to make this three-day, two-night trip, totally free to the veteran once they get to Wichita, is where we fly out of. And the guardians who travel with them, be it their son, daughter, friend, or total stranger, they pay $700, which covers all of their expenses. So It's quite an operation. We'll make 11 flights this year. We've got 5 to go, 2 in September, 2 in October, and 1 the first week of November.
The reason I bring this up ask the question is because I have an uncle that passed away just a little over a month ago, and he served in both World War II and in Korea. And I asked his daughters, you know, if he ever had a chance to go on one of the honor flights, and they responded, "What?"
Drives us crazy. It drives us crazy.
And that's one reason we're here right now, is to get that word out.
And so that's why I asked if it was they live in the Tulsa area. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful service. You know, it's been you never get over, you know, the rifle salute and the playing of taps at a military service. But it obviously, you know, thanks to you guys for putting this together and making sure that families get their loved ones on those flights. That's an amazing opportunity.
And that's again, that just drives us nuts when we go into Walmart or Dillon's and here's a fellow with a World War II cap on, his daughter or son's with him. And you're exactly right. We say, thank you for your service, and by the way, do you know what Honor Flight is? So we really appreciate the support of K-Man to help us get the word out. Of course, it takes money to make this happen. We don't mind telling people to step up and help our veterans. But we also want exactly what you say, is if you have a World War II, Korean War, or Vietnam War veteran in your family, they need to go do this. Tom, you mentioned the gun salute. Tom was one of our honored veterans who was selected to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington. He and 3 other veterans, and we don't get to do that every time, but Tom got to do that, and I will tell you, it's a Kleenex moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tom, talk about that experience.
It really was. And like Mike says, there's 4 of us. It was an Army, a Navy, a Marine, and an Air Force, and I was fortunate enough to be the Air Force person that, you know, and of course, Dave mentioned taps. I mean, after we laid the wreath, and then we came back and saluted, and then they played taps, and I was biting my lip, and the tears were coming down. I still get goosebumps just talking about it.
And that's really that's really what this is all about. This whole program is about, I mean, the experiences you're able to give these veterans, especially when you're talking about World War II veterans. Every year there's fewer and fewer of them left.
Absolutely, and actually the ones we're losing the quickest, though, are the Vietnam War veterans because there's more of them. You know, someday there's only going to be one World War II veteran pass away, and that's the last one. But we have a lot of Vietnam War veterans, and they say, oh, I've been to Washington before. They've not done it on an honor flight. Right, Tom?
So true. I was fortunate 5 years ago to be a guardian for a World War II Navy veteran in the Kansas City area. And there, like Mike had mentioned earlier, every one of them was in a wheelchair. So we had 25 of them and 25 wheelchairs and all that. But when we were at Arlington, and most states will wind up at Arlington in the afternoon, and we were off to the side, there were, I think, wheelchairs. There were like five rows of wheelchairs there from the various states. I mean, Kansas was just one of them. And one last thing, Dave, you mentioned Oklahoma, but my son came up from Oklahoma and found out that Oklahoma, after they did their World War II veterans, has stopped. Whereas, you know, Kansas, like Mike says, has continued with Korean, and it's due to, I mean, it's a team effort. But these two, it takes leadership to get it started, and these two folks here, I can't say enough about.
Brady Bowman here with...
There are a lot of high fives in the studio over here.
Dave Lewis and Honor Flight co-presidents Mike and Connie Van Kampen, and also Tom Fryer. And I covered an honor flight. You do this with the students once a year, too. And it was when I was writing for the newspaper. And I went over to Wamego and talked with some of the students that just got back from the honor flight. And I think that's another really cool aspect of it is not only that dynamic of kind of the old and the young, but just that opportunity for students to see Washington through a really different perspective.
And we are absolutely not in competition with them. I mentioned Sean Hornig heads up that Wamego, and there's one in Concordia, Leroy and Linden. And so we trade information back and forth. Their limitation is that the number of veterans that they can take. I mean, the kids are supposed to be going to school and the teacher's supposed to be teaching, you know. So, but it is a fantastic experience for them. They take the very best students, and so I've heard nothing but accolades for the student operations. But again, we take veterans from Elkhart and St. Francis and all over the country, all over the state of Kansas, and make 11 flights. We'll take 11 flights this year, and so we're going to take about 600 people per flight. And that's my wife's role is, as in any operation, it's usually the ladies get all the work done. And Connie is technically our flight coordinator, so she's the one that contacts all the veterans and the guardians and makes all this happen. And I just kind of stand back and let her do her work.
It's absolutely delightful when I call a veteran and they've been waiting for quite a while to go on an honor flight, and sometimes they'll say, whippee!
Mike and Connie, what got you guys involved in this? How did that all start?
Well, back in 2009, there was another gentleman in our hometown that was a World War II veteran. Mike and this gentleman attended an information meeting, and in fact, then went on an honor flight in about 2 months. Shortly after that, we got a phone call from the gentleman's family, and he had stage 4 lung cancer. And Mike turned around to me after he hung up the phone and said, I simply have to do whatever I can do to make sure that any veteran gets to go before it's too late. And that was the beginning. And he's been on one more honor flight than I've been on, and that's 40.
Oh, wow. Wow.
We can name the clouds between here and Baltimore.
Each flight is truly unique and truly a blessing. Some people say, oh, don't you get tired of that, or doesn't it get boring after a while? Never gets boring, because we're dealing with a different group of individuals that are so wonderful, so giving to our country, and they know what it means to have done their service. And then what they get in Washington, D.C. is what they never gotten across the country, and that is the recognition that they deserve.
I'm sure their reactions when they fly into Washington, when they see all these monuments and get that recognition, I'm sure that pretty meaningful.
I know we're almost out of time. Let them tell you about when you come back into the Wichita Airport. That is just an awesome, awesome experience.
Now, wait a minute, Tom. We have veterans who need to go on this flight that they don't get to find out all of the secrets.
That's
we
true.
We do have a great return back into the Wichita Airport, a huge number of volunteers.
Hundreds.
Hundreds that come up, and the veterans think, God, I'm back home. This has been quite an experience. And we say, hey, there's somebody here to see you. And wow.
Kansas Honor Flight, kansashonorflight.org. Check it out. Help however you can. Presidents Mike and Connie Van Kampen, thank you guys so much for coming on. And again, happy anniversary to you. Tom Fryer, thanks for your input as well.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's 3 days in a row, Tom. We get to celebrate things. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.